This week, KNKX connects to Centralia and Chehalis. The Twin Cities in Lewis County have a rich history. KNKX All Things Considered host Ed Ronco takes us on a walk through the past.
The Lewis County Historical Museum is inside the old Chehalis train depot, but the first thing you notice on arrival is a gazebo right in front of the building. It's on stilts above a giant piece of wood. Museum Executive Director Jason Mattson leads me up the stairs into the gazebo and tells me the story of the McKinley Stump.
It was a 360-year-old tree. It stood 300 feet tall and had a 8-foot base. Yeah, they cut that stump down, brought it into town, built this really interesting gazebo over it, all for President McKinley's speech.
President William McKinley was supposed to speak here in the summer of 1901 on a tour of the Northwest. But the Ohio Republican never made it.
Sadly, no. His wife fell ill, and then I think 2 weeks later he was assassinated.
So the McKinley Stump never actually hosted William McKinley. But a few years later, Teddy Roosevelt did stand here in this gazebo and speak to the people of Chehalis.
Supposedly 10,000 people were gathered around to hear him speak.
When we talk about politicians on the campaign trail and they're stumping in Illinois and they are giving their stump speech, that's what we're talking about. They used
exactly.
to stand on stumps.
Exactly, yep.
Okay, a confession now. What's beneath us is not the original McKinley Stump. By 2007, it had become infested with carpenter ants. Mattson says city crews tried to save a cross-section, but the stump just disintegrated. A photo shows the stump in pieces, most of its insides turned to a woody dust.
So the original stump didn't survive, but there are pieces of it inside.
Yes, that's true.
Let's go take a look.
Okay.
So we're inside the museum now, this old train depot. Beautifully preserved, all the work in the ceiling, these vaulted ceilings. You can hear, I think, probably an echo in here because it's a giant cavernous room that once upon a time would have been filled up with passengers.
Oh, most definitely, yep.
And so here we are in front of a display case, and these are pieces of the original McKinley Stump.
They are, yep. Originally, there wasn't a platform, so people's feet would actually be on the stump, and you can kind of see the wear there.
The McKinley Stump replica out front and its original pieces inside are just part of the displays here.
There's our little telegraph station. It really works.
There's a research room for local history and records, a room dedicated to the history and culture of the Cowlitz and Chehalis tribes. The back room features a giant model railroad, complete with tiny trains that run at the push of a button. Slightly less electrified, but no less impressive, is a Victrola that still plays records. Mattson cranks it up.
It's good for about one song.
He drops the needle and suddenly I'm having flashbacks to high school, which makes me think about what I learned back then. We spent a lot of time on big movements of national or global change, you know, world wars, revolutions, political movements, civil rights. But I don't remember spending a ton of time on local history. Mattson says that's why places like this museum are important.
You grew up in Centralia.
Right.
Centralia and Chehalis, you know, these cities that are separate but so commingled often, you know. How have you seen it change over the years?
Well, I'd say, like, the industry has changed a lot. There was a lot more, like, logging and coal mining and that kind of thing. And then now it's kind of slowly transformed into, you know, some industry and banking off I-5.
And Mattson says those changes aren't necessarily bad. There's an energy here that he does not remember from his youth in the late 80s and early 90s. More shops, restaurants. He has chosen to stay in the cities he loves, and he hopes that this museum he now runs will help foster that love in others who call this place home. Ed Ronco, KNKX News, or, as it might have been said back in the early 20th century, Ed Ronco.
Yeah.
News.
That story was from KNKX Connects to Centralia and Chehalis. That's our special broadcast of All Things Considered live from the area. You can find more stories from Centralia and Chehalis on our website, knkx.org. That's where you'll also find our stories from our last live broadcast in Port Angeles.